Hey, this is Greg McPherson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on Winnipeg's one and only UMFM.
Good afternoon. Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. Take two once again. Last week, I got into recording and I unplugged the computer. This week, I got into recording and unplugged the little recorder that I used to record the whole show, and it didn't save a thing. So we're doing this again. And I'd like to tell you that the show will be better as a result of having had some practice, but, well, we know that's not true, don't we? We'll make our way. We'll do our best, though. We'll try to make it make sense. My name's Jeff here, your host. This week's show is brought to you by the healing powers of Durstan Mist. When your summer allergies are acting up, and your head is filled with concrete, and you've got a recording that you got to do for your radio show because you got no more time because you put it off long enough, get yourself some Durstan Mist. Seems to be helping a bit, but I still feel a little messed up. So if I sound a little stuffy, it's not the COVID. It's the summer allergies, which haunt me every year, but it seem especially bad this year. They're driving me especially crazy. So I don't know what's going on with that. Can we blame that on climate change too? I don't know. Maybe. Anyway. We kicked off today's show with something from Figure Walking, from the great record Vertical Horizontal. Of course, Figure Walking, Winnipeg's own Greg McPherson and Rob Gardner. And another one of those brilliant records that came out during a friggin' pandemic, and perhaps not enough people know about it. And part of the problem is that that Greg never does shows anymore. I mean, nobody really does shows anymore except Sean Burns, but Sean Burns is out of town, so, you know, nothing's happening. But anyways, Greg McPherson, got to kick off the show today because it seems that he's coming out of his isolation holiday and doing a set today. If you're listening live, it's today, whatever the date today is, 15th, as you're listening to this. At Blue Note Park Culture, Not Condos, a great initiative going down at the Blue Note Park this weekend, put on by our friend John Scholes and the Times Changed and a bunch of local organizations talking about sustainable, affordable housing and things like that. And we're pretty excited to be going down there today for that show. Hopefully we'll see some of you down there. Last I checked, there were still tickets available, but we are pre-recorded, so I really don't know. But if you can get down there, 3:30 today, Greg McPherson, just before the end of the show, then 5 o'clock, you got Saul James, Ridley Bent at 7:30. It's going to be a great, great night down at the Blue Note Park, and hopefully we'll see some of you good folks out there, as there are some other great shows going on at the Note this week, of course, including the return of Del Barber, who's got a brand new record. And you can check that out, as well as lots of other highlights that I think you should know about at telebandagohome.com. We got the upcoming events page. Now, also there, you can check out the stats from our 900th episode last week. Thanks to everybody who wished us well and congratulated me on not screwing it up so far. Maybe we'll even make it to 20 years. Next September. It'll be 19 this September and then 20 years next September. So I figured a cumulative statistic was coming then. But if you check out tellthebandtogohome.com or last week's episode, you can see who's been played the most over the past 100 episodes, roughly a couple of years here on the program. And I thought that was kind of interesting. So check that out. Should mention, of course, that we are pre-recorded as always, and the live return is nowhere in sight, I found out. But you never know. One of these days, maybe we'll be live. Until then, just email me, jeff@telebandagohome.com, or drop me a message at telebandagohome.com. And let me know you're out there. I love to know you're out there. Hopefully you're out there and I'm not just talking to myself, although I talk to myself all the time, and it seems to work out okay. Anywho, let's kick it off with some brand new music before we get into some of those shows and some other things. This one, eagerly anticipated. Well, I mean, it's one of those things that we thought about for years. Are they going to do another record? The first record was so great. Why don't they do another record? And then it just never happened. And you never heard about it again. And then all of a sudden this week, what do you know? Out of the blue, exciting news for a bunch of us, especially Gail, who's pretty excited about this one. And anytime Gail's excited, that's a reason for you to get excited, because Gail, she's just got that passion, that excitement, that enthusiasm that we love and miss so much. Hopefully we'll get to see Gail real soon, and hopefully you'll enjoy this one right now, brand new from Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. I think you might know this one.
It's over, I know it, but I can't let go. day. Brings me right back how it used to be. Well, it's over, I know, but I can't let go. You won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over, I know, but I can't let go. Well, it's over, I know, but I can't let go. It's over, I know, but I can't let go. It's over, I know, but I can't let go.
can't say when I'll be back around this way. This way, when I'll be back around this way. This way, and it's awful hard to say when I'll be back around this way. I'm going across this land. I'll be that banjo picking man. It's been a long, 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 long time that I had you on my mind, on my mind. That I had you on my mind, on my mind. And two loves all the time. Well, I've done had you on my mind. Been a running through the field when I was alive, felt so real. They got me down here in the valley low, 'cause it's the only one I know that I know. Oh, 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 oh. And it's the only one I know that I know. Oh, it's a long and lonesome road, but it's the only one I know.
Disappearing up your street. Slow hands, chance with a girl who was too good for me. Everything I should have said before I got the guts to leave. Your heart, my hands, you're never gonna wait for me. It was just an old
stopped me yet. We've all been in one situation or another we regret.
What do you know? Did not see that one coming. In fact, didn't even know about it until mere minutes ago. Well, okay. I knew about it the first time I recorded this first half hour of the show. But I guess maybe, you know, having to record it again allows me the opportunity to hear that a second time and know how great it is. Brand new, two songs just out of the blue from Marielle Buckley and her band. And by the way, her band on this features Ryan Funk, who you may see even this week. I don't know. Is he coming? See, you often see him alongside Del Barber, you know, and Del's got that gig this week. I don't know if Funkenstein is coming in for it, but maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Brand new, two things. 97 Riverdale is the name of this little, I don't know, single. Right there, a cover of Canadian classic The Other Man by Sloan. And before that, a new original called 100 Cities, brand new from Marielle Buckley. That's pretty cool, huh? Before that, something brand new. Well, sort of. I guess he's recorded that before, but coming out on his new record, Music City USA, Charlie Crockett in there with Round This World. I thought that was pretty groovy. We heard Colin Linden in there from his new record, Blow, which is finally going to see the light of day, coming up soon on Lucinda's new record label. We heard Until the Heat Leaves Town. And speaking of Lucinda, a song made famous by Lucinda on her Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, we heard it there. covered by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss from their upcoming record, Raise the Roof. So, brand new music from those two, and there's no reason to believe it'll be any less amazing than the last record. So that's pretty exciting, huh? Yeah, it is. And, okay, speaking of crazy cover mashups that you didn't see coming, did you ever, like, walk into a store, or, in my case, hear a song, and you think, like, who else needed this besides me? Sometimes you see something or you hear something and you feel like it must have been done somehow specifically for you, because nobody else in the world really needs this thing. Like all of the colored reissues of Layla and other assorted love songs. Like, who needs those besides me? I don't know, but they keep doing them, so I keep buying them, right? Well, here's another one, and I got to thank my brother for sending me this. My brother, not really a music guy. I don't think he's ever heard an episode of this show, but somehow he heard this thing and thought, like, oh my God, this is, like, did you ask for this? And the answer is no, but I got it anyway, and I'm going to play it for you, and then maybe I'll tell you about a horrific discovery that I made this week about another song. But check this out. Who needed this more than I did? I don't know.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he the things that I do, oh no. I can take you hard. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I have to apologize, okay? And I know I shouldn't do it because nobody ever needs to hear that god-awful song again. But I played for a couple of reasons, okay? So, and I'll get to that. That's old Brucey there from Born in the USA. I'm on fire. Before that, Vank Whalen with Your Jumpin' Heart, which is like, oh my God. I feel like that was done just for me. Who else needed that? I don't know. But anyways, I go see Slow Leaves the other day. Another great Slow Leaves show, of course. And Slow Leaves, you know, Grant, he's got a lot of songs now. He's got a bunch of Slow Leaves records and his, you know, his Grant Davidson records. And so he's got the material. Doesn't really do a lot of covers. He did one cover the other day. And what friggin' song of all of the songs in the canon of popular songs that you could choose from does he choose to do but the creepiest, most disturbing song of all time, I'm on Fire. And I'd like to remind you first of all that it's a stupid frickin' song. It's awful, it's gross, it's just weird. Nobody should do that song. Springsteen has 1,000 better songs than that creepy piece of crap. But everybody's done it. So that song and The Wait and Hallelujah and a few others, you shouldn't be doing those songs, okay? It's off the list. You don't need to do them again because they've been done to death. If you're going to do a cover, do something interesting, not that gross, weird piece of crap, okay? So that's my public service announcement for all you aspiring musicians out there. Now, speaking of aspiring musicians, I've been playing guitar again. And, you know, I don't like to brag, but you know, I'm pretty great. I know like probably 10 chords now, even a couple of ones that have numbers in them, which is, you know, that's how you know you're getting good, when you know what a ninth chord looks like. And I got a few of those. I learned, you know what Marty taught me the other day? A 13th chord. Who knew there was such a thing as a 13th chord? But I did it. So I'm a guitar player now. I can say that with confidence, all right? And I found out something rather disturbing. That friggin' creepy, gross, weird song, I'm on Fire, has the exact same chords, with one exception. Okay, there's one exception. Bruce uses a B, and this next song uses an F sharp. So there's a bit of F sharp minor, I think it is. There's a bit of an exception here, but it's the same friggin' chords. And that's the beauty of, you know, learning music, is that once you know a few chords, you can play almost any song. And this song, it turns out, is the same friggin' melodic basis as I'm on Fire. Now, I'll take this song any day now over that one.
sounds like bullshit, but you ever notice this old town of ice and snow? It gets you running, yeah, to chasing something.
Hey, this is Joey Serlin from Serlin Graves and the Watchmen. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
How did I get here? How did this fall on me? I should have kept my hand down. I'm seeing things I can't unsee. I've grown so weary, and I just can't buy a rest. I should just walk away, but I can't leave this mess. So I'm calling out to the one I love to rescue me. Now I'm seasick and I just want to go. Waves are crashing over me like a thousand-year-old stone. So smooth out my rough edges and hear all my confessions. Let the endless sea just carry me back to what I should have known. I can't make it alone. Can't make it alone. Can I go back now to when I was 5 or 6? Nothing more than running wild with a worn-out back tricks. The courage stole my innocence, bravery robbed me blind. If I knew then what I know now, would have hidden in the sands of time. Over me like a thousand-year-old stone. So smooth out my rough edges and hear all my confessions. Let the endless sea just carry me back to what I should have known. I can't make it alone. Just wanna go.
Waves are crashing over me like a thousand-year-old stone. So smooth out my rough edges and hear all my confessions. Let the endless sea just carry me back to what I should have known. I can't make it alone.
Sterling Graves there. Winnipeg boys, they did their first real live performance the other day on the streams at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto. You can still check that out. You know, you'll find it online. Still there. And, you know, played all the songs off the record and then a bunch of Watchmen songs, including the one we heard in there Any Day Now off of Silent Radar. And frankly, it made me miss the Watchmen a little bit. You know, those other guys are fine. They're no Watchmen. They have these other, you know, young, I'm sure, cheaper and more readily available guys backing them up, Sterling and Graves, and, you know, they're fine. Somebody should have told that dude not to wear his cargo shorts for the big album release live stream, perhaps. But, you know, I like cargo shorts. When I do my album release, I'm probably not going to wear them on stage. That's all I have to say. So we heard there Sterling Graves and the Watchmen, and hopefully we'll see those boys back one of these days. I was hoping they might be part of the Manitoba 150 Unite concert, you know, but no. We'll talk more about that. When is that stupid thing? Next week? Yeah, we'll talk about that stupid thing a little bit. Later, or maybe even next week. I don't know. Anywho, speaking of surprises, I got a couple more new things before we run out of time here. And this was a big surprise. Saw this video the other day. And much like some of you, when I came out a few minutes ago as a great guitar player, because I know what a 13th chord looks like. I can't really remember, but I know I did it the other day. I'd have to pull up the video again. But, you know, obviously I'm amazing. And I bet some of you didn't know that. And much in the same way, I had no idea that one of our dearest friends and most loyal listeners and supporters is musical as well. I didn't even know until I saw this video. And well, what do you know? This video, this brand new thing, features on piano our good friend Regina in Cologne. Oh my God, it's so great. Check this out.
Keep coming. starling spiral out of sight. I keep coming home. I keep coming home. I keep coming home. Thank you.
little jazzy with you. In and off this set. That's a song called Portage La Prairie. What do you know? It's brand new from an album called Say It Quiet, featuring John Ellis, not the John Ellis who played My House, Adam Levy, who I saw once in New York with Anthony DaCosta, and former Winnipegger Glenn Pacha, formerly of Olabel. And before that, we heard Darling Side, Keep It Coming Home, featuring Regina on piano. Check out the video. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more Tell the Band to Go Home. Please join us shortly. Stick around.